Once again, the Packers tailgater bench. You know what I was almost going to do? Almost.
I was dancing.
I was almost going to jump up here on this beautiful countertop and do the Pee-wee dance.
No, please don't.
From right. Pee-wee's That's Big Adventure,
for
right?
For a lot of reasons.
And then I was going to yell out the line, I think we should kill him. I think we should kill him, then hang him. I say we let him go. I was going to do a whole Pee-wee thing, but yeah. probably not that.
In a room full of people, I'm not sure anybody got that.
John. Okay. No, I,
everyone here is Amanda much did. Younger than John, but that was funny. Okay. Aaron Popke, you are in the house, and everyone knows you. You are probably the most, as someone said earlier, popular guy right now. Spokesperson for the NFL and really focusing in on the draft.
Good morning. Thank you. That's very kind of you to say. And I'm a little, I'm still getting over that image of John up on the counter.
Yeah, just, I know.
The counter. I'm recovering.
It throws people.
I could do it.
No, I don't doubt it
at all. We used to hang out back in the day, Aaron, so you've seen it before.
Back in the day, yes. So, John, your athletic days are a little behind you. However, I don't doubt you could do it. Yeah, a lot going on with the Packers, Jim.
Where you been? I mean, I know you're giving talks. I see in the paper. Yeah, giving neighborhood associations, AFL-CIO.
Yeah, the preseason's wrapped up in terms of practice and games, and so on the football side, lots of excitement over the upcoming season, and certainly roster decisions going on, and really excited about what our GM Brian, head coach Matt LaFleur are putting together. So. Great expectations, which is what we'd want. You know, we've been fortunate to be in that position.
You've got your hands involved in a lot of things, but just even having the folks here from Ashwaubenon, it seems like part of your major job is overseeing a lot of groups that are getting together to kind of roll up their sleeves on the grassroots level, correct?
Yes, for the draft.
Yeah,
You're talking about the draft.
Yeah.
No, we've got regular meetings internally. We've got a larger organizing committee that is doing some planning. We continue to meet with groups out in the communities. And by that, I mean residents. You know, I was at a neighborhood association meeting a few weeks back, and Ashwaubenon Business Association, we just had a meeting with them. So really, we're continuing to get the word out about the draft and opportunities and planning that's still going on. People are eager to hear information, which is great. I'd rather have it on that end of things versus, coming up on the draft and, hey, what's going on? What should I know? So it's the NFL. We're pushing them to get their information together. And they just have a process. And what they've been telling us is that we are ahead of the game in terms of the questions we're asking, planning we're making, those types of things. So it's exciting.
And well, I applaud you for getting out there so much with consistent information. You know, some of these events, oh, I heard this, I heard that, and you seem to be ahead of the curve on so much of that, which is great. And I think what you don't know, I mean, the NFL, this is kind of their event, right? I mean, you're...
Absolutely. It is their event. We're setting the table for them, so to speak.
Right.
And we've got a lot of community partners, whether it's, as you all know, everybody knows, we're in a unique place geographically. The stadium, is in Green Bay, but surrounded by Ashwaubenon on three sides. And, of course, Brown County's involved. So we got the three municipalities, government entities that are helping with us, public safety, highways and streets, and those types of things. So everyone's really anxious to hear about it, which I mentioned earlier is great. And that information will come out when it's finalized. We're talking spring in terms of the campus and when roads are going to close and that sort of thing. But people have it on their minds, so that's good.
I still think one of the cool aspects, and we've all been to, like you always talk about Charlotte, North Carolina, took a part of blighted downtown and knocked everything down and built the stadium right in the middle of the town and different places. And Detroit's pretty much like that. But there is no entity other than Green Bay, Wisconsin, where one of the greatest stadiums literally in all of sports is right here outside this house on a very nice suburban street in Ashwaubenon. And there it is. You could literally hit a golf ball from here to Lambeau Field. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. For all the reasons that we all appreciate the stadium,
the world
the
is going to see it now.
And, during the season, all those viewers get to – see snippets of it, you know, during the course of a broadcast. But now we're going to have a different type of broadcast over 3 days. They love to get out in the community, so we've got all sorts of story ideas we're going to be teeing up for them about the city, about the community, about the region, about the state. It's going to be it's a commercial that's already started, but it'll be a month-long commercial, a week-long commercial, a weekend commercial for the community.
You know, you guys are on that time, Jim and I were talking about, he always used to go to the Welcome Back Packer function. That's quite an event, too. I don't know if other cities do that, where you run a little company or something and you buy some tickets and you might be sitting with, you know, a Patrick Mahomes type of person by chance. I mean, that's pretty cool for a lot of these people, isn't it?
Yeah, the history of that event goes back a number of years. And there are some unique things out there, you know, whether it's pro sports or college that have that type of thing. But I think ours is pretty unique. And it's a great fundraiser for the Greater Green Bay Chamber.
Right.
And people walk away from that telling stories. I mean, I had a friend of mine who was there and texted me, and he's like, "Hey, we got Jair at our table." And
that's what I mean.
Boy, he's really a cool guy.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
You know,
tell him yours, though.
You look at.
Tell him your story.
Oh, quickly. I was there when I was mayor, and it was the county executive and a couple of your bigwigs from the executive committee. And it was like, if somebody from the outside would say that would be like a power table, it was just a lot of community leaders that were sitting there. And, we got some guy, he said, "How you doing, man?" He goes, "I just got cut." He got cut that morning. And I felt bad for him. So we're like, "Where are you going?" And at this other table of just, like Johnny was just saying, people that had just bought some tickets got Brett Favre. It was back then. And I thought that was like really cool that there was no shenanigans. I mean, that is, and that's Green Bay. That really is speaks for who we are here. It's just everyone is kind of equal.
I think Bob Harlan was mad at you about something. He planned that.
So, Aaron, you've been to Vegas, and Kansas City, Detroit. Any concerns? And I want to before I ask that, what's the biggest question you get from when you give all these talks?
I think there's a couple, depending on a person's perspective. If you're a resident or a business nearby, say, "Hey, when are the streets going to close? Or what streets are going to be closed? Is my business going to be affected?
How's it going to affect me?
Yeah, what's the traffic going to be like? Yeah. You know, I live 5 blocks away," that sort of thing. So I think it's about the campus. Where is the stage going to be and where are the gates going to be? I think people, they see it on TV over the last few years and the big event that it's become. So they're excited that that's going to be here.
Well, even our gentlemen from Ashwaubenon, who don't seem the type of guys who'd be overly impressed with anything, they even said it was like awesome, awe-inspiring what they saw in Detroit.
Yeah.
Well, I think game weekends here are just incredible. Just the energy.
Sure.
And we know that with sports, and that's a different type. But that'll be high.
I think the community needs to take some comfort in a couple things. One is that you're, like the NFL said, you're ahead of the curve. But secondly, that even on game day, you know, we have some arrests, and you look at the history, it's 2 or 3 people. I mean, it's a pretty good crowd you get for these NFL drafts.
Yeah, it's not a...
Well, plus the money they're going to be spending, you know, to take part.
Yeah, no, the economic impact's going to be great. You know, the usual tourism and hospitality, but I think... with respect to some of the challenges that come with these big events, it's a different crowd than a game. That,
right.
You know, there's a certain element that I like to get ready for it in certain ways. And sometimes at the end of the day, it shows itself. This type of event, you know, there's more families. It's not a, "Hey, let's get revved up and, you know, ready for kickoff." You know, there's the picks and that sort of thing. But it's more just this energy of being around other sports fans, Packers fans, football fans, those types of things, which is great.
And whereas the game day, they may come in the night before, but really the game day is the whole day. I mean, you get there 2-3 hours early and you go to the game, you stay an hour or two.
Maybe the night before.
But here
stay
you got
night.
People during the day can get to some great attractions. They can go to Manitowoc. They can go downtown Green Bay.
Door County.
Door County. There's just a lot of cool things like that.
Astor Park.
Some lady, of course, Astor Park.
What street?
Yeah, what is it? How much is it again? When's it available? Clean linens?
Some people may ask, how can I cash in on this? I don't know who would ask that, but there's a lot of economic opportunities for people. We're here with, you know, this, the hospitality of renting out your homes. But, you know, there's a lot of other things. I'm sure there's going to be some stands for vending, I would think, right? Don't you have something?
Yeah, the campus itself is going to have a lot going on. There's the draft theater, which is the big stage. There's going to be music there in addition to the picks going on. And then the rest of the campus is the experience that has galleries and food and beverage and different activities for kids. But then around town, a lot of different areas are planning some things. Right. So I think to your point, there's the event itself that people are going to take in. Then they're going to explore the area. They're going to make a couple of days out of it, go to different areas in the region, and certainly across the state, people will be taking it all in as they come to and going back.
I got to tell you one funny thing, though. I was reading a thing about Detroit and the whole thing, and, you know, then people make comments. And there's one, I just wish the NFL would have let people know there are no take-ins. It's like, who's gonna want to?
Don't know what?
They're not allowed to bring ins.
Oh, bring, okay.
But here's the
carry-ins.
And they're like, from Ishpeming, Michigan. Is it Huber?
So we got
like, really?
I have to tell you guys, we got a text this morning. You know how whenever he says when I was mayor, we got a text in that says the count's up to 12 shots he's already taken. He said, are you guys still on the air? He can't listen because he's drunk. When I was mayor.
They're to take shots. And that, that's.
Says a little something about your listenership.
Nothing wrong with that.
We've got a game. Whenever he says when I was mayor, everybody has to take a shot. So this band halftime is just whacked before they leave.
I feel like I'm in the parking lot getting ready for kickoff.
Aaron, one last quick thing. The real NFL coming up in a couple of weeks. Brazil, how's that going?
No, really excited for that as an organization. And there are millions of fans across the world. The NFL is expanding and trying to tap into those things. Yeah. There's over 30 million NFL fans in Brazil. So this is an opportunity for us to grow the game. And when you play a regular season game in their country, it amps it up even more. We've seen it in Europe, and we're going to do this in Brazil. We're honored to be a part of it, and the team will get down there next week and kick off the season Friday night.
Okay, one last quick thing for you, Aaron. Thank you for being here. The only sports trivia question Jim has ever stumped me on, of all the stadiums in the world, the biggest one that there is in the world, what sport is it for?
Soccer.
It's cricket.
Cricket. In India, maybe?
Yeah. All right. Well, you got half right.
He's got a thing about cricket. Aaron Poppy, thanks so much, buddy.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Green Bay Packers. We're back for more right after this.
Time of the day, right?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for Aaron Popke of the Green Bay Packers being here. And of course, the Green Bay Packer Tailgater Band, which, you know what?
What's it?
You don't have to worry about, like, how was your party? You have these guys.
Oh, man.
It's infectious. You can't not have a great time.
These guys, talk of the town, same members. They'll bring the house down. And you're right. If you have maybe not a great speaker or not great food, they make up for everything.
Or great
linens. The best band there is.
Great linens.
Well, you got to have that.
Once again, folks, we are at 2014/2016 True Lane, right behind Kroll's. And right. How far would you?
Nine iron.
Michael, could you hit a golf ball from here to the stadium?
Yes.
With a driver.
With a driver.
But maybe a 7-iron, too.
You could bounce it right off the walls of Lambeau Field from where we're sitting right
without
now.
Without a doubt.
And this is a beautiful house, one of the houses that Simple Life Hospitality has. And they're showing today open house from 12 until 6. We got some great things here. Circle K brought a great prize package. Hy-Vee has a bunch of great prize packages for folks. We've got coffee. We got donuts. We got all kinds of treats out there. So stop on by, folks. 12 until 6 today. Noon until 6 today. 2014/2016 True Lane in Ashwaubenon, Simple Life Hospitality. And we're with Wendy and Michael right here. You started this up, Wendy. We talked about it. And it seems like so many people, and Jim and I always talk about different ways, you know, that second income and things like that. And you took
Side hustle.
You took a you took a leap and started it really small and did, as Jim always says to his class, really did some research, and you've turned this into a fantastic thing. How many properties do you have now?
I believe it's 128 and counting. We have a bunch under contract. Yes.
We just won. It's not like some corporation swooped in and did. Started by one and then another.
Brick by brick.
Is that something?
It is, but that's capitalism. Yeah. That's the way things go. You listen to your customers. You did your research, and you're giving them a good product at a fair price. I mean, that's right. I mean, that's the way it all works. Yeah. And Michael, I talked with you, and that open house that we have here today on True Lane between noon and six. This isn't a pressure sell thing. This is just informational. This is what we do. Here's some literature, and I just think your company. I think one of the reasons you're successful and why people have you take the lead is because of the customer service you have you have it to the customer, but to us, the people who own the homes.
Yeah. First of all, thanks for being here today. And yes.
This is fun.
Yeah, this has been a great time. And I didn't really realize Jim had such a fetish for linen. So
he's gonna
love our linen program when we put the linens on
his
bed.
Welcome to our world.
Besides the linen fetish. Today between noon and...
Oh, you cannot deny that, Jim.
Noon and six, we have both sides of this beautiful house open, and it's really a chance for people just to come and talk with our team here and learn more about, you know, if you have your primary residence or a secondary residence and you're thinking about renting it out for the draft. As we know, it's a little more than just a turnkey. There are a lot of moving parts to it, permitting and other things
today
like that.
Isn't to sell this or to rent out this house per se. It's for a great location to come to
absolutely.
To see what you guys do and learn more.
Absolutely, and this is a home we rent out for Packer games, and obviously it's in our draft program as well. But it gives the homeowners a chance to kind of see how home is staged and just talk to the team. And like Jim said, no pressure. It's just about education and what we're doing here in the community and as we continue to grow and build. I think making sure that if someone is going to do this, they're doing it the proper way and they're crossing all the T's, dotting the I's, and they're not going to get themselves in trouble. That's the key.
We had Inspector Clouseau in here earlier,
Inspector Clouseau?
Are you serious?
That reinspection is expensive.
It is.
You kind of want to do it.
It is.
Get ahead of the curve on that.
It is. And the fines can be hefty, too.
Right.
You said a possibility of $200.
$2,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
$2,500. That was Inspector Botot, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Of course, that's what I said.
Inspector Gadget.
I want people to know is I've talked to some people, and they're like, I'm not moving out. You don't have to move out, right? I mean, you have to have space for them, but it's not like you have to have your house look like this. I mean, this is 365 rent.
Exactly. No, I mean, obviously, if it's your primary residence, as we sat down with you and we talked about it, and obviously other homeowners, it's just really making sure that anything of value, as I've shared before, is put away or locked away, doesn't get damaged. And then really more importantly, the team is great because we do this as a full-time business. We know how to get a home staged really, really well. And we actually have a person now we're bringing on staff to for a full-time design and staffing role to help us with, with staging homes for our leisure business as well. So we've got a great team to be able to help you just, say, hey, do this, do that. And it's not a lot of work. I mean, it is some work, but your home's going to be ready for the draft. You're going to have a great time. And more importantly, you're going to make some good money.
I'm going to give you a question that I've gotten from people, okay? I've been asked, is there a certain, minimum of value of the house, so to speak, that you guys are looking for? Because let's be honest, in Ashwaubenon or Green Bay, there's a lot of 1,600 square feet houses. Is there a possibility, if they're in good enough shape and everything, that maybe a couple are coming to town, they don't want to spend exorbitant money for, the really big places, but just don't want to stay in, there are no hotels. But do you guys still look at those types? Is there a minimum or anything?
Yeah, I mean, we look at all homes.
I mean, square footage wise, is there a minimum?
No, not really. Okay. No. As long as it meets certain criteria of making sure that it's updated and it has running water and plumbing and electricity.
Oh, you know what that is? That's a shot at me.
That's not a shot at you.
It was a passive aggressiveness. I'm surrounded by it.
If you just tuned in, Johnny's house doesn't have running water, but
my cabin,
whatever. So all right.
So anyhow, but no, as long as it meets those certain
and Mike. turned him down and he hurt his feelings. I'm like, I think he did the right thing.
I didn't turn him down yet. I haven't seen the house. I have to see the house.
Have you ever seen the Beverly Hillbillies?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Here we go.
But, yeah, no, we obviously want to make sure that it has, you know, certain amenities. And, you know, obviously proximity to Lambeau Field is always key.
Yeah.
But, you know, I talked to a gentleman this morning who was here, and his home's 30 minutes away. It's a 7-bedroom house, and there's a good opportunity for us to rent it out and help him and help us and help the community.
And just to say one more thing, Wendy, this one would hold up to 14 people?
Yes, on both sides. So this side here that we're broadcasting from is 8, and then the other side is 6. So wow. We have a total of 14.
That's amazing. People have concerns, what is it? And you advise people, look, just get a closet and put your own lock on it. You know, like I have that helmet signed by, you know, Favre, Rogers, and Starr. You're like, you might want to lock that one up.
Exactly.
But people who have their homes, they hear these stories. What about the background checks? Do you do that? Or they do that? How does that work to get the right tenant?
Yeah. So anytime we get a booking, you know, obviously we collect the name and information of every guest that's staying with us. So not just the primary guest staying, we collect that information from them. Obviously, making sure that they say who they are, and we collect that information. We're not running credit checks or anything like that, but we are making sure that the people who they say they are.
Right.
And cool. Exactly.
And limiting the number of people. If you're running into 4, they're not going to bring in 12.
Well, no, exactly. So if this house sleeps 14 for the draft and someone wants to rent it out, they can't come here with 30 people because they've got air beds and someone's going to sleep on a couch or in a chair.
And like that's what our inspector said, don't just throw a couple of beds in the basement and say, oh, it's a bedroom.
Right.
You better have the egress. You better have all these kind of things.
Exactly.
Simple life. Thanks. You have all the answers. And Lisa, your whole crew, you came to took the photos. I mean, I'm just really glad that we have a turnkey company working.
Well, we're looking forward to working with you, too.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Wendy and Michael, stick around. We got a lot more coming your way. Packer Band! Thank you very much once again, Green Bay Packer Tailgater Band.
Love these guys.
The Packer, they are awesome. They are a party in themselves. We are once again live 2014 and 2016 True Lane in Ashwaubenon, a truly spectacular place.
Beautiful.
That could hold, 14 overnight? 14 people overnight. It's being run right now by Simple Life Hospitality as far as finding somebody to rent this out during the course of the season or, of course, for the NFL draft. We've got an open house here today from noon until 6. We got a whole bunch of prizes for you. We got T-shirts. We got coffee. We got donuts. Circle K has donated a bunch of stuff. Hy-Vee has donated a bunch of stuff. So come on down between 12 and 6 and find out, not just once again for this property, but all the different properties that they have, what it all entails to rent one out for a game or for, you know, a season.
For season, for vacation rental, you know, the Simple Life Hospitalities, you know, they know what boxes to be checked and everything from security to background checks. And, you pay a commission, but it's so worth it because they're the turnkey. You don't have to stress about it. And, oh, my God, are the people going to show up and the city's not going to let them come in? You know, that
and again, though, what we had with the inspector, it could be if you don't do something to make sure that everything's up to code and somebody's in there, could be a $2,500 fine. We got Scotty just stopped by. Scotty Bining from the town of Lawrence. Tell everybody what you do, Scotty.
The new place.
Hi, guys. Hey. Good to see you. I just stopped in to say hi, and I got a microphone in my hand.
There you go.
Well, because we've been talking about all the different communities. Yesterday, we had somebody from Manitowoc on. Yep. We've had all different communities, and we haven't really talked about Lawrence being extended Green Bay.
Exactly, and that's why I stopped in today, you know, looking for some consistency in the processes. It can be confusing to people. Sounds like Simple Life does a good job of helping work through that and make sure people are on the right path. The town of Lawrence is, you know, right along Highway 41, so we've got literally 4 miles of frontage road coming into town.
Right.
So the draft and rentals are going to be a big deal, whether we like it or
and
not.
And a lot of your places are fairly new construction.
Yeah, new construction. We've got some applications and some short-term rentals in already. We'll have more. Everybody's asking the questions. You know, Lawrence is in a place where we'll probably have some, you know, shuttle parking for the draft and just other events going on. I mean, if people want to get involved, I mean, we're not that far from EAA either. So the conversation keeps going.
And I think that's important that somebody like Simple Life, because there's 24 municipalities in the county. Now, the county put their umbrella together. I mean, right? We all got to go through the county, and they came. I'm doing this. They came through. They inspected the house, gave me my certificate. But then you got to go through the municipalities, and it's you'd like to think it is, but it's not as consistent as I wish it would be. But that's
right.
Government.
We try to be, and a lot of times people will have their inspection done with the county, and then we do an inspection too. It seems a little redundant, but we are looking for other things too. We're looking for, you know, the background, the history of the property, making sure permits were taken out and remodeling was done right and stuff like that. So there's a definite need for all aspects of it, the consistency.
Well, you being a home inspector, I mean, that falls right into your niche.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're looking at the same thing. It's all about safety. We want to keep people safe. You know, the last thing we want is somebody coming from out of town thinking that they're having a dream vacation and something go wrong, you know, dangerous.
So if people want to rent or explore the possibility of renting out their place in the town of Lawrence, what do they do, Scotty?
Yep. You can go to Town of Lawrence website, stop in our office. Like I said, we're trying to be very consistent with the information that we're getting from the county. If you go to the county or if you go to Discover Green Bay website too, it's all avenues to get to the information.
That's a great segue. Or ever in radio.
Or contact Simple Life. They've got all the answers too.
Yes, so, absolutely. Yeah.
But for communities, Nick from Discover Green Bay.
Hello. How's it going?
Nick, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. This is right in your wheelhouse, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah. Always excited to talk short-term rentals.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about what Discover Green Bay is doing.
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot going on, especially, you know, with the draft. That's been taking on, you know, a lot of our work. But we continue to promote the community outside of the draft, you know, hopefully getting people in our hotels, in our short-term rentals, and build that room tax and occupancy here in the area.
It's always financial, huh, Todd? Always financial.
You know, got to pay the bills, right?
Got to give this guy a hard time about that every single day. But what are some of the things, though, Green Bay? I mean, people would be saying, wow, the eyes of the world are going to be on Green Bay for about the next 6 months or so.
Yeah.
You guys have to be accepting that as a great challenge.
Oh, yeah. We see this as, you know, basically a year-long, six-month-long commercial for the city.
Yeah.
I mean, and not just for the city, but the entire region, as you guys mentioned, the 24 municipalities within Brown County. You know, I think people are going to realize. I mean, the number one thing we hear over at the visitor center when people come in is, yeah, we came in to check out iconic Lambeau Field, the Green Bay Packers, the Hall of Fame, the Walk of Legends, all of that stuff. But man, I wish I would have planned more so I could have done Bay Beach and the Wildlife Sanctuary and, you know, went down to South Bay and checked out the water and
zipping pipping.
Right, exactly. Thanks, Mayor. And all of the different attractions.
City Deck Landing,
like,
even. People have to see that sitting out there at night. My goodness.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, the amenities in De Pere and out in Howard and in Lawrence and all over the place where we're building up more tourism assets, you know, people are like, man, I should have planned, you know, 3-4 nights rather than just 2.
Well, that's the thing. This
what a great
community,
thing.
It's become a geographical. It used to be Green Bay is here. And then you guys have worked in conjunction to make yourselves stronger, haven't you? All your communities, Scotty, and the whole bunch.
Absolutely.
For sure. And I mean, it is a massive teamwork. We work with Lawrence. We have, you know, all of the communities are coming together and have done a great job in building the commission that kind of oversees how room tax and things are spent, you know, paying off bonds on the KI Convention Center, the Resch Expo, the Resch Center. You know, visitors built all of those. That's all. Yeah. Those bonds are paid for by that room tax. So, you know, those assets that our community members enjoy for concerts and expos and conventions and all of that, you know, UWGB basketball, Green Bay Gamblers hockey, all of those facilities were paid for by room tax. So, you know, coming together as a region and kind of eliminating those walls has been critical, because what we always like to say is visitors don't see boundaries. You know, if they're visiting Green Bay and they end up in Lawrence, they're still going to say, you know, hey, we visited the Green Bay area. Yeah. They may not know that they're in Lawrence, but they're spending their dollars there without even knowing. So we should be promoting it that way.
Right. And what the things that you talked about that Discover Green Bay invests in, what are you doing special for the NFL draft? Because that is like the shiny object, right? I mean, we've got a lot of stuff going on, like you said.
Right.
I'm not going to discount any of what you just said, but the NFL draft, that you must be having team meetings on that, what, weekly?
Oh, yeah, more than weekly, yeah. I mean, you guys just had Aaron on. We work with Aaron very closely. We're working, you know, on doing a bunch of installations throughout the state that are going to welcome people to the area. I'll tell you what, you know, we're still working through all the plans and details and things like that, but when people cross the border into Wisconsin, when they're driving to the draft, they're going to know that they're here for the draft.
Cool.
And the state is going to welcome them, you know, with open arms. You know, we're also working closely with the Packers and the NFL on some of the transportation planning, the shuttles, where people are going to park, the logistics side of things. Me personally, working on the marketing initiatives. You've seen the farms with the NFL draft,
right.
Corn mazes, you know, getting information out to our community, like the NFL Source initiative that's happening to bring in local businesses to help with the event. We kind of have a little bit of a hand in a little bit of everything.
With the we have microbreweries,
yeah.
You know, 6-7 that are doing really well.
Yeah.
I don't know, we probably have more than that, but Do they coordinate a tour? Do they lean on you to do that, or how does that work?
Because that's a big thing these days, and
it is.
I know people that go to the UP for that just go town to town for the different craft brewers.
Yeah, so we do that in a few different ways, but you know, I'll give you guys a little behind the scenes peek. We are working with a company to build out a microbrewery tour and kind of gamify it, so people will be able to download, not really download an app, but sign up on their browser. And check in at each brewery, and then they can redeem their points for checking in for Green Bay swag over at the Visitor Center.
Oh,
so
cool.
We haven't launched it yet. We're in the process of putting everything.
Well, the pressure's on now.
I know. This is actually the first time I'm talking about it publicly. So.
That's awesome, man. That sounds very cool.
And I hope there's more things like that. You got the Heritage Trail, but it was some great neighborhoods, you know, throughout the community that, you know, some people like history, you know, they want to see, you know, one of the first settlements.
The birthplace.
At Heritage Hill. I just think there's so, you know, not that you would ever look at something economically or financially, but I think there's an opportunity for some organizations and people to make a little extra money.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, that's something that we work on, not only for the leisure market, but also for the group tour market, because we're bringing in tour buses all the time that are doing things like that. In the leisure market, we do some of that. If you go on greenbay.com and head to our blog, we have put together a bunch of itineraries for people to follow. Again, like you were saying, Mayor, we're working on ways to make that more engaging, but we do promote those itineraries as a whole and work closely with our attractions.
So we're here with Simple Life Hospitality, and that's an organization that is a turnkey organization to help you rent out your homes. How is the hotel market in Green Bay for the draft? Is it gone? Is it? I don't know. I'm asking.
Didn't the NFL take up every room?
They did.
Not every room. No.
Okay.
No. Our hotels, you know, shout out to every one of the hotels that helped bring the draft here, because if it wasn't for those hotels, we wouldn't have gotten the draft. They, you know, they worked with the NFL on their block, and they did take a good percentage of the rooms here in Green Bay. Obviously, they have people that need to get to the footprint quickly and can't be staying, you know, out in the outskirts. So folks like Simple Life and other short-term rental organizations are key to keeping people here in Brown County, because that was about 85% of the rooms were for the NFL. And
well, we want them here spending money and enjoying it, not driving.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think the more homes, you know, in Brown County, you know, Lawrence and whatever. And if people, I think today they can learn a lot between noon and six about what does it take to rent out your home. I mean, we had the inspectors on, but, you know, these guys supply the linens. That's always a stressful thing. And, you know, the background checks. So, yeah, I just hope people, you know, like I said, really get into the economics of this.
For sure.
Draft.
I couldn't agree more. And I love what Simple Life is doing here today and kind of their initiative throughout this whole process. They've really taken a focus on education, right? We want everyone to do this right. We want everyone, because the last thing we want to see is for a guest to have a negative experience.
Right.
And some even more so our residents to have a negative experience. And working with a company like Simple Life, you know, they can kind of take everything off your plate and you can be confident in this process and, you know, maximize the impact of the draft here. So, yeah, I think it's a great thing and you can learn a ton here.
And you're not worried about people showing up? No, I'm just kidding.
Nick from Discover Green Bay, Scotty from the town of Lawrence. Check it all out, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. It's going to be a big thing. Exciting
Thanks,
times to be in Northeast Wisconsin. Thank you both, gentlemen.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks
guys.
Very much. All right. Once again, we're going to be back. We're going to stay here right now, but from noon until 6, they open house here. Come on down, folks. We got snacks for you. We've got great prize packages. And it's at 2014 and 2016 True Lane in Ashwaubenon. Now we're going to talk about a very good event coming up. And a group that we try to support very much so, these End Alzheimer's organization.
And we're talking today a lot about Packers, NFL draft, and you you know that this community was named the number one place to live in the United States a couple years ago, and it's still in the top 10. And as much as we're talking NFL, it's because of organizations like yours. I mean, we really reach out to people in need. Alzheimer's is growing. I mean, I think we all know someone affected by Alzheimer's. And introduce yourselves and tell us, you got a big event coming up.
Yes, we do. So I'm Carrie Josephson. I'm the director for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. So I work for the Wisconsin chapter of the Alzheimer's Association.
Rob.
And
Rob.
My name is Rob Sutherland. I work with Carrie. I'm not just partner with Carrie on some of these events. My wife, Rhonda, passed away from early onset Alzheimer's about a year and a half ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
She was... we noticed symptoms at around age 52 and passed away at age 66. So I work with Carrie to kind of spread the word about the walk and other ways to promote the organization, then also to make people understand
we're,
that.
We're going to send a quick break. I just want you to know, 1, 2, 3, 4, at least people sitting right here all lost somebody to the exact same thing. So this is near and dear to her heart.
Be back with more Mino and the Mayor from Simple Life Hospitality's House 2014 and 2016 True Lane in Green Bay. Stop on by and see us from
Wow, they actually followed one of your directions. Earlier, he was giving them this, and they thought it meant play louder.
Right. Or longer.
Or longer. Yeah, yeah, when you go like this, it'd be stretching out. Tailgate Band, they have been so spectacular here today. Just phenomenal. We've had a great time. Well, we want to talk about something. You know, as soon as you walked in with that purple, I knew who you were, because that color has become so synonymous with Alzheimer's. It's incredible. You people have done a great marketing job for that.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Introduce yourself one more time, Carrie.
Carrie Josephson with the Alzheimer's Association.
And Carrie, how are we doing on Alzheimer's? I think it's an awareness. Like you said, your wife was 52 and there were some signs. Or, and like Johnny just said, the four of us who work for Civic Media, we've all lost someone. And not just they don't have it.
Close
they die.
Family.
They, family, mm-hmm. sister. And how can people learn more about this? Because I think they're a little hesitant to maybe say...
Oh, absolutely. I think
it was
a lot
almost
of,
a hidden disease for years, wasn't it? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, and there was so much stigma around it.
Yes.
Right.
And I think that that's definitely changing. You are hearing more and more people talk about it and share their stories, like Rob does such a great job of really just trying to get the word out there and making people more aware of some of the warning signs so that they do, you know, get checked out early and get that early diagnosis.
Isn't there a sign? Todd, this is very near and dear to Todd's heart. Lost his father to this. I lost a sister-in-law who I was super close to. Jim lost a sister. You lost a wife. I don't know, Carrie, if you had anybody in your family, but it's...
Not
it's,
yet.
It's one of those things that it starts out like, oh, well, they just are getting forgetful. Little and it's scary how it progresses. Hasn't there been some treatment or some experimental type things that possibly really slow things because of the fact that they're getting a lot more financial support?
Absolutely. The last couple of years have been really exciting. Obviously, there has been progress made for many, many years now. But in the last couple of years, there have actually been a number of drugs that have been released that do slow the progression in some people who have the disease.
Yeah. But at least that's a step.
It's a big step. Alzheimer's, we like to say, has entered the era of treatment now.
Okay.
When my wife was actually diagnosed in 2013, there's really nothing.
That's what I mean.
Be done. But now,
that's not that
10
long
years later, 11 years later,
yeah.
As long as the kicker with the new drugs is you have to catch it early. Early diagnosis is very important.
At this walk that's coming up, and I think we've all participated, that it's more than just a walk and fundraising. It's really a chance to talk to other people.
Honestly, it's so very little about the walk itself.
Right?
It's not about the walking. It really is not. It's not an athletic event. It's really about the community coming together, feeling supported by one another, and getting resources.
And I think even comparing stories sometimes is beneficial, don't you?
Absolutely. It's this is therapy for me. This is therapy for me to do this, and I appreciate Carrie and the Alzheimer's Association letting me do this. Like you were saying, it's a large community. As soon as you have somebody that's been affected by the disease and you reach out a little bit, you're going to find so many people that are affected by it.
Yeah.
And that's important to have people to speak with, talk about, let people know that they're not alone.
And it's not a big age thing. I mean, I was telling you about somebody that, we both know. And he's got dementia so bad right now, or Alzheimer's so bad, he's unaware of it, and he's not an old guy.
Yeah.
Right. There are more and more people that are getting early onset.
Is there a reason?
There are a lot of reasons, honestly. A lot of different risk factors as well. I think Alzheimer's is becoming more and more prevalent. A lot of it does have to do with the fact that, we are living longer, and age is the biggest risk factor.
Okay.
Also, we're not all living a healthy lifestyle.
Do they send out anything preventative? Like, there's heart disease years ago. Don't eat cholesterol. Don't eat whatever. Don't smoke for lung disease.
We're not there yet.
Yep. We're not there yet. We know what a lot of the risk factors are. Things, such as eating a healthy diet, staying active both physically and mentally, getting enough sleep, careful with things like head trauma, slipping on the ice.
I hate to say it. There's so many former pro football players that I know. I could name probably 20 off the top of my head.
Carrie, this walk that's coming up, is 7th, right?
September 7th.
Right.
Saturday, September 7th, we'll be down on the city deck.
Right. And you get a lot of people.
Right behind your studio.
And people really, that's kind of a pleasant, people are good people there. They really want to share their stories. Mm-hmm. And but between now and then or after that, where can people get information? This needs to be discussed more and more in the open.
Yes, absolutely. Our website has a ton of information. It's alz.org. Otherwise, we do have an office here in Green Bay.
Yeah.
I would suggest calling me first. I'm out and about in the community doing things like this all the time, so I'm not always at my desk. But reach out to us, and we'd be happy to set up an appointment.
Are you in the building we went to that night for the get-together? No. I'm sorry, RDN, our retired...
Where are you located?
I'm sorry.
We're on Vernon Drive.
Yeah. Vernon, okay.
That's it, though.
Okay.
ALZ.org. That's pretty easy.
Yes, ALZ.org. We also have a helpline that people can call with questions 24/7, 365, and any question at all.
Oh, that's
awesome. Isn't that great? Thanks for doing this. I mean, Green Bay's a great community. We're just talking pretty much today about, we got the Packers, we got great school system, infrastructure, but we have organizations like yours, and it's Alzheimer's. We have to be a resource for people if they're going to stay to live here and enjoy living here. So just thank you for, you're as important as the Packers. We really need this.
Well, thank you. That's saying a lot.
I love the fact that, nobody knew too much about your organization a few years back. Now you wear the brightest, boldest purple right in your face. I love that.
Yep.
Congratulations. Yeah, sorry about your life.
Well,
wonderful what you guys do.
Thanks for having us. Very much.
Whatever we could do.
And thank you to Rob and all of our other volunteers who do such an amazing job spreading the word.
Keep in touch on that walk.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to promote the heck out of that.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Once again, we are down at 2014 and 2016 True Lane. It's an amazing place that's going to be rented out through Simple Life Hospitality, whether for game-to-game Packer games or whatever you want it for, the NFL draft or concerts. Please give them a call. It's an amazing place. Holds up to 14 people. They will be having an open house here today from noon until 6 o'clock. We got prizes galore from Circle K, Hy-Vee, the radio station, all sorts of things. And you get a chance to talk to the folks that really put this all together, Wendy and Michael. And it's not even so much about renting out this home if it's, you know, over your whatever you're thinking about. But if you're looking and thinking about renting out your home, come on down, talk to them. Simple Life Hospitality, you will learn so much you won't believe it.
Got all the answers. It's a great organization.
Amanda, thanks for putting this all together. You guys are great. Thanks for all the folks that stopped by. Once again, until 6 o'clock tonight, they will be down here. And one more time, the Green Bay Packer tailgate.
Love them.